You're listening to Something Weird. I'm Brooke, and this is Anna.
Hello. Here you'll find semi-regular dialogue on all things paranormal, or even just a little bit weird. We're lifelong friends who've had an affinity for the strange since we first met, and now we're here to explore these phenomena with you.
So how this works is each week, one of us will dig into a paranormal tale as we ponder the question, do we want to believe? It's my turn this week, and I'm going to tell you a story, Anna, or a series of stories, I guess I should say, about a particular stretch of highway. You love a good road trip, right?
No, I hate road trips.
What?
I like a solid 3 or 4 hour drive.
That's a road trip.
No, a road trip apparently is a multi-day, hours-long stretch of driving. And I just never, I think I did that once right after high school in California, or to California. And I just, it has no appeal to me. Why would I want to do that? Other than see great roadside attractions with you. So basically, I don't want to road trip with anyone but you.
Well, yeah, because it'll be full of trolley eggs and Pringles, and it's amazing. Well, no, I'm not talking about that kind of road trip. I was, you know, like 3 hours to the coast or something. Yeah. Easy peasy. All American Rejects is our soundtrack, you know?
Cats don't belong in tattoo parlors.
Exactly. Well, for my topic today, I'm going to tell you about a particular highway. And it goes, you can find it in the area of the Four Corners region in the United States, if you're familiar. Have you ever been to Four Corners before?
Explain that.
For real? It's where the four states meet, like, perfectly at an intersection. And you can, like, stand in four states simultaneously. Four Corners. So this highway you can find in the Four Corners region, again, which is Utah, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico, where they all meet in a perfect little intersection. And this particular highway has gained such an intense and enduring reputation for being a cursed and haunted highway that it has rightfully earned its nickname, the Devil's Highway.
The Highway to Hell?
Yeah, actually, that's another name for it.
I was gonna also say like some death metal and just, you know, or you singing.
When I first told Zach what my topic was for this week, he's like, oh, I'm gonna talk about the Devil's Highway. And he just looks at me. Is that a sex thing? Not the Devil's Triangle.
Wait, no. What is that?
Son, the Brett Kavanaugh hearings? Have you not seen that clip?
No.
Oh, pause real quick. Okay, so you know, Brett Kavanaugh hearings.
Yes.
Where they're just like rummaging through his old yearbooks where like him and his fucking bros had all this disgusting stuff written about like the girls that they had slept with and all of this. So one of them, I shouldn't be laughing because it's terrible, but one of the senators, like, on the committee, asked him, you know, he was like, do you drink alcohol, blah, 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 and he was being very defensive. He's like, do you drink alcohol, sir? And then they're trying to explain some of the terminology that they used or that him and his friends used in high school in the yearbook. And one of the senators, this, like, old white guy, he's like, so what's the Devil's Triangle? And Brett Kavanaugh just gives this, like, awkward, guilty pause. He's like, a drinking game. It's like, no, Brett, that's a sex thing. Let me show you.
How did you know? Am I just out of the loop?
Oh no, like I've never heard of this before. I mean, I imagine it's like the Eiffel Tower sort of thing. Nope. Okay, cool.
Getting another look of complete apparently innocence
Okay, given the context and what they were reading out of the yearbook, it was very clear that him and his little friends were talking about, like, a sex thing. And the way that he was, like, trying to defend it, he's like, oh, a drinking game. It's like, is it a drinking game? Is it?
It's time to pull up Urban Dictionary.
A few moments later.
Newsweek!
Terrible.
Oh.
So it's like two guys and a girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Yep. That has nothing to do with my story. Okay. What I'm talking about is a segment of highway that runs through Colorado, New Mexico, Utah, and Arizona. And this highway was formerly known as U.S. Route 666. We're talking about 200 miles of what's described as, quote, rugged desert wilderness, and it passes through a number of tribal nations, including the Navajo Nation and the Ute Mountain Tribe. Go Utes. Much of the route is remote and deserted, so what you're going to be seeing is very long stretches of vast, apparently uninhabited wasteland. You're not going to see a lot of civilization, if any, when you're driving along this highway. And this route is now probably the most well-known and notorious highways in America because of its very long and bizarre history that includes all sorts of bad luck, inexplicable accidents, ghosts, apparitions, and various other unexplained phenomena. Let me give you a little information on the highway itself and why its name is significant. So it was in 1926. This used to be just like a route or like a long street, whatever you are, before you get upgraded to a U.S. highway. So in 1926, it was upgraded to an official U.S. highway, and it was named U.S. Route 666. My first thought is, why? Like, what? That's like putting a floor 13 in a hotel. You just don't, right? You would think that you could just skip it, but apparently why they went about naming it Route 666 is because it was appropriate in accordance with the road numbering guidelines for U.S. highways.
Okay.
So whatever those guidelines are, it was right. And this is a quote taken directly from my source, but it says, because the route was the sixth spur along the highway's parent highway, which is, of course, the famed highway Route 66. So it was a sixth spur of Route 66, so it should be named properly Route 666 or Route 666.
So, like, six, what's the algebraic thing for? I feel like there are ways around it. Route 18, I don't know.
Sure, anything else. Just don't do it.
They didn't know what 666 meant.
But they did.
What the devil's triangle was.
A little bit different. Yeah. Over time, and it didn't take a lot of time, but the route became known as the Devil's Highway as a reference to, of course, the number of the beast or Beelzebub, the devil, whatever you choose to call that entity. So this nickname and association made some visitors very uncomfortable, obviously. Some would even refuse to take the highway. And also many travelers that ended up taking Route 666 were targets of theft and other strange occurrences along their journey. And because of the highway's number, accidents and other phenomena became repeated and also kind of legendary. So a lot of people that ended up taking this highway would come back with these kind of outlandish tales of what happened to them during their travels on this long stretch. So these legends convinced some people that the highway was cursed. And one particular patrol officer was quoted, he had arrested or pulled over a drunk driving suspect, and the drunk driving suspect turned to him, who was along the highway, and he said to him just very blankly and coldly, he said, 666 is evil. Everyone dies on that highway. So it's legendary, and a lot of people are just uncomfortable or uneasy with the highway in general. On the other side of this topic, we'll just kind of reference and give time to the skeptics out there. Others would point out that the highway actually has a lower than average fatality rate in Utah and in Colorado, and it's only in New Mexico, or the portion that runs through New Mexico, that you see a statistically higher or more dangerous highway.
Okay.
Others would say that the high fatality rate in New Mexico could easily be explained by the inadequate design for the traffic loads at the time. So, like, after 1926 and kind of onward through really like the 90s, little to no care was given to this highway. So they're saying, well, you have a poorly designed highway and a lot of people traveling. Of course, there's going to be accidents.
Infrastructure is a real problem.
It is. So several people suggest that the highway improvements that started around the time that the highway was actually renumbered, and we'll get to that, have probably done more to reduce fatalities than the renumbering of the highway itself. So right off the bat, we could go into this and just say, this is just a tale of bad infrastructure. It is just a poorly made and maintained highway. But there's a lot of stories out there that would point to the other side of the argument.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you about some of those things. I'm just going to take you through what many people, there's a lot of trends in what people report and seeing and experiencing along this highway. So I'm going to take you through some of the most popular or kind of like infamous incidents that have occurred out there. First and foremost, probably the most common and infamous sort of apparition along this highway, these spooky cars. So there are many tales of a menacing black sedan, and it's also sometimes referred to as Satan's sedan. Mm-hmm. And allegedly, it prowls the highway and terrorizes the drivers as they drive. So some of the reports, they have a lot of similar characteristics and usually follow the same basic scenario. So these are all separate drivers, separate reports, but they have a lot of similar details, which include the driver would be driving along the highway and be besieged by a very strong feeling of terror. It just kind of like pours onto them where they're just completely terrified. And this usually happens around sunset. And now as the sun slips below the horizon and darkness descends onto the highway, the driver will notice a pair of headlights behind them moving very quickly closer and closer and closer. So this almost always happens right after sundown, like according to all the reports, and usually occurs on nights when there's a full moon. So most of the drivers try to accelerate and get away from the headlights that are moving in on them very quickly, but it does nothing. They accelerate as fast as they can. They try to get away from them, but this phantom vehicle will close in no matter how fast you try to drive away.
Okay. Are they like minivans or Ferraris?
Oh, well, I guess that would make a difference too. But I think you're just average driver, maybe in a Buick, a Ford.
Okay.
I don't know.
That Buick was your go-to. Yeah. You know, everyone in their Buicks.
I don't know. They're trying to make a comeback.
Are they? Okay.
Whatever. Most of the reports say even if they try to get away, they can't do it. And what happens is that the black sedan will catch up to them, and either the drivers will pull off to the side of the highway and just watch this speeding black car just go off into the darkness of the night. Others say that sometimes the black sedan will come up alongside of them and be honking and revving its engine to be like intimidating them or just kind of messing with them, and then just zoom off far into the distance. While others have claimed that the black sedan will come up so close to the back of their car and actually ram and smash into the back of their car before just barreling off and roaring off again into the distance.
Like super fast. No way they could catch up even if they wanted to.
No. And again, like one of the shared kind of experiences or characteristics of these stories is that there is no sign that this car ever slows or stops or is ever forced off of the road. It just drives off into the night.
Hmm. Okay.
And some have tried to get a good look at the driver to see who's behind this person, because that's what I would do some assholes trying to, like...
Do you hear that motorcycle out there?
They're revving outside of my house.
Or what, Satan's sedan?
Satan's sedan is outside of my house right now.
I thought for a second that you had maybe started playing a sound clip or something to add some icing to your story.
No, that was just a happy coincidence.
The real deal. I also think it's a full moon tonight, so...
Ooh, watch out. Don't take any desert roads. Okay, so again, like, if this were happening to me, I typically want to look at the person, maybe flip them off, depending. Not really in Utah, because Utah drivers are scary. There's a lot of road rage, like, a lot. People are super aggressive, but they, like, don't actually know what they're doing. It just, everything is very reckless and scary. So maybe I wouldn't flip them off.
Really, anyone who has any sort of road rage, keep it cool. Other people are going to be assholes on the road. It doesn't mean you need to be. And you're not going to get anywhere any faster by flipping them off or getting angry about it.
Precisely. But those assholes are still out there.
Yeah, they're annoying.
So anywho, people would try to kind of peer into the black sedan to understand who is this person that's being so terrible to them. But no one has ever been able to truly identify a driver. What they see instead is a shadowy figure that is hunched over the wheel, or they claim that the windows are completely tinted black, so they can't see anything within the car.
Okay.
And many witnesses have also claimed to have been set upon by this vehicle, only to look up and find that it's completely vanished without a trace. So it's like it's coming up on them really, really quickly, and then they look up again out of their rearview mirror, and the car is gone. So they're just left alone on the highway, scared, terrified, and it's very, very dark because this highway has limited lighting as well.
Okay. And no one has had anyone in the car to take a picture of a license plate or anything?
That has not occurred. No. Great question, though. But no. Another legend in terms of cars that kind of menace this highway is that there is a ghostly semi-truck that people say is manned by an aggressive and demonic entity. So this one's pretty crazy. A number of people have seen this truck. We're talking about like a massive semi-truck that's barreling down the highway at, quote, breathtaking speeds, chasing or even smashing cars off the road. And sometimes it will even terrorize people who have broken down on the side of the road. And they feel like that semi-truck is intentionally targeting them, trying to freak them out or mess with them as it speeds by. So this brings us into one of the kind of more commonly known, I don't know if you want to say respected, individuals that's written about the Devil's Highway.
Yes.
So Linda Dunning is her name, and she's the author of a book called Specters in Doorways, The History and Hauntings of Utah. And within the book, she tells of her husband's own experience with this crazy demonic semi-truck. So she describes the instance as this. He was driving alone on Route 666 one night, and suddenly, quote, he saw a truck that looked like it was on fire heading straight towards him, right down the middle of the highway. The truck was going so fast that sparks were flying up off of the wheels and flames were coming from the smokestack.
Wait, have you ever seen Mad Max, the new one?
Yes.
I'm just imagining the guitar player.
Oh, he was the worst part of that movie.
He was the best part of that.
No.
That was a great movie.
Oh, that movie was torture.
What? You hated it?
Yeah, because of that thing. Why was it so aggressive? And why did they need a guitar player? It was just...
That's exactly why he's so great. Because why? They were amped up. And I guess that guy, apparently he's in some really big rock band, actually. So it's even better. No, I just laughed my pants off every time he would come up. Yeah. That's just what I imagine, though, being on this semi-truck, just this guy up and...
Pretty much. So Linda Dunning's husband estimated that the truck was traveling at least 130 miles per hour And what he ended up doing is he just pulled off of the highway and fled into the desert to get as far away as he could from this flaming truck. And he just waited until he saw the flames in the vehicle pass him before getting back into his car and just driving completely terrified and out of his mind the rest of his journey. So Linda Dunning, she'll come back as well, but she wrote this entire book that kind of like goes through a lot of what has occurred and what people have stated. And the fact that her husband has had his own experience is kind of what kickstarted her into investigating more and learning more about this highway.
Okay.
So those are the menacing vehicles along the highway. Now we'll get into some more of the like spirits and other beasts that menace the highway as well. So another really infamous figure along Route 666, she's just known as the girl in the white dress. And she's considered to haunt this place pretty much any night people have come across her. And all she is a young girl dressed in all white, and she'll appear on the side of the road, sometimes posing as a hitchhiker, and other times standing right in the middle of the highway. Typically, she'll kind of have this like forlorn expression on her face, and she'll be like calling to these drivers that many times when people see her, they want to pull over and help her. People will become concerned, a lot of the motorists and people in the vehicles, so they'll stop and offer her assistance. When they do that, this white girl in all white, she will either disappear, just completely blink out of existence, or she will disappear and then appear later further down the freeway. What's creepy about her is that she's not aggressive at all, and she will lure people to get off of the freeway and out of their cars. But many people, in trying to help her, have gotten lost, harmed, or vanished without a trace.
Vanished?
Yes. There have been a number of people that have gone down this highway, disappeared, either never to be seen or heard from again, or appearing in a different location with no memory of what has occurred.
That's suspect.
Little bit. Along with the girl in white, there are the hellhounds and the skinwalkers that people have come across as well.
Skinwalkers.
So these two are a little more dangerous, you could say, and seem to be out to actually cause harm and damage to the people that are driving down this highway. So first, the hellhounds. It's a pack of demon dogs, and they stalk the wilderness along Route 666. So according to the reports, they have been seen prowling the desert near the highway and have even been known to chase down cars on the road. So some of the individuals that have been in cars and this happened to, they say that the dogs set upon them, chasing them, and they describe them as vicious, mysterious canines that have supernatural speed. And they're able to keep pace with their vehicles while snarling and snapping their jaws. It's been claimed on a number of occasions that these phantom dogs will actively attack cars, and that their claws and fangs are sharp and powerful enough to actually shred the tires and gouge the metal out of the cars, causing actual damage to the vehicle. There have also been more dramatic reports that tell the devil dogs smashing through car windows in an attempt to maul and kill the people inside.
Oh, okay.
No big deal.
Okay. Are there stories of this anywhere?
Yeah, so these are actual. There's a lot of reports, and this is just kind of a compilation of what most of the trends are. Okay. But in terms of these hellhounds in particular, so there was a group of, they're just always referred to as motorists. So there was a small group of motorists that came forward, and they described that they had hit one of the hounds with their car, and only to see the creature run off completely uninjured into the desert. And it's not entirely unsurprising that there's accidents with dogs or like animals or nature, whatever.
Sure.
But for the amount of people to come forward with the same story of this like ferocious pack, that's strange, especially given the region. That's not a natural occurrence, I guess you could say.
Okay. No, that makes sense. If you're in this, in a stretch of desert that long,
they're not interested in you. Yeah. Even if this was just like a pack of coyotes, why?
Unless they're rabid.
Yeah, that's true. But on that many people?
That's true. And why haven't they been caught and put down?
Right. Or the ones that get hit by cars, you should probably be dead.
Have you seen Lilo and Stitch? Because now I'm on to a different train of thought.
So in addition to the hellhounds that lurk this highway, there are also what are referred to as skinwalkers. So this is kind of going back to the fact that the highway stretches along Native American, like, tribal land. So again, primarily you're looking at the Navajo and the Ute Mountain tribes. So it passes through a few sacred Native American sites, and one of them, specific to the Ute Mountain, is an extinct volcanic core called the Shiprock. And there's a good amount of Native American folklore around that particular, like, site and along this area, along the route. So according to the Native American legends, skinwalkers are spirits of evil medicine men with the ability to magically transform into various animals, such as coyotes, crows, or wolves. Once they take their animal form, the skinwalkers have the ability, or kind of like a habit, what they tend to do is that they run out in front of vehicles or even enter into vehicles only to morph back into human form, usually in the back seat of the car and completely freaking out the driver. So they morph.
Imagine this happening.
Into an animal, run out to this highway, run in front of these people, and then morph into a human sitting in their backseat. Terrifying!
No, it would be awful. It would be awful.
So a lot of the reports, and one in particular, a man described pretty much exactly this, where animal runs out in front of them, they get, like, swerved, they're taken, obviously, by surprise, and a little bit flustered, to say the least, only to look back into his rearview mirror, and he sees an elderly Native American man sitting in the back seat. And he looks back and actually turns to see who's back there. It's completely vanished and gone.
Okay. But where'd the animal go? He had to be something.
Well, the animal is just how they, like, first transform.
But then what'd he transform into after?
I don't know.
An ant?
Maybe. No, a crow, perhaps, and they fly off.
Go out the window?
Yeah, could be. This is coyotes, crows, or wolves is usually what they turn into. I don't know. There have also been a number of different instances where these kind of like phantom passengers appear in cars, and it seems to be attributed or similar to the antics of a skinwalker. So again, the Native American legend says that the skinwalkers carry out this harassment in order to steal or devour the souls of any of those that might happen to crash as a result of this, like, apparition. So the Native Americans of the region believe that one way to prevent a skinwalker from appearing in one's car is to make sure that there is nowhere for them to sit. So pack up your car and make sure there's nowhere for them to sit.
Have a really messy car is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, pretty much. Be like those porters that you see driving down the freeway.
Oh, yes.
Every square inch covered.
Yeah, that's wild. Okay, well, maybe there's a reason.
Yeah, they're probably in the know of something that I'm just learning. Yeah. So in terms of the demon packs of dogs, skinwalkers appearing in front of startled drivers or even in their back seats and causing them to swerve or crash are believed by some to be the root of at least some of the accidents that have occurred along this highway. The idea is that this highway has a very elevated or high number of accidents and casualties, so a lot of them are attributed to these skinwalkers. The last probably notable bit about the Devil's Highway is how it completely fucks with time. So along Route 666, a lot of people have also made claims that their concept of time, it can be stretched out or completely or severely slowed down as they're traveling through. So some have claimed that it took much longer to actually go a certain distance than it should have. So they're expecting to go like 100 miles along this stretch of highway, and it ends up taking 8 hours, or some ridiculous amount of time.
Have they been on a road trip before? Because that's pretty much how it always goes.
Stopping to pee for like every 20 miles. Yeah, I could see it. On the other end, people have made claims that they've experienced large chunks of lost time, or that they've seemingly teleported very vast distances to different locations. Some of these lost time reports describe the victim somehow disappearing in one location and then appearing several hours later, often far from their starting point and with no idea of where they had been or what they had done in order to pass the time and to get to this new location.
We've all been there, right?
Haven't you ever had those moments when you're driving and it's like, it's a route that you know and you're just going like point A to point B, and then at some point you're like, I have no memory of getting here, or like of the act of driving.
You're on autopilot, and
it always really scares me when that happens, though. I was not truly conscious in thinking of what I was doing, yet I got here somehow.
Yeah, I feel like most drivers now.
Yeah. I kind of alluded to this earlier, but there have been a number of stories of drivers who've disappeared without a trace for days or even weeks, only to suddenly reappear somehow along the highway with no recall or any idea of anything that had happened during the time they were missing. And the people who have experienced this lost time or who have disappeared only to come back are considered to be the lucky ones, because there are also a number of people that have simply vanished along Route 666, never to be heard from again. It's also pretty frequent for there to be discovery of abandoned cars with no sign of the owners, and there's no signs of the people whatsoever, or like any tracks leading them to anywhere, and more often than not, we're not discovering a body in these instances.
Up and vanished.
Yep. So needless to say, people don't like driving down Highway 666.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go down it. Eventually, after a lot of the reports were coming out and people were having these really traumatizing experiences in their own drives, the government was eventually convinced to change the numbering of the highway due to an outcry of growing unease and fear among the public. What ends up happening, you see Highway Route 666. It becomes renamed in Arizona. It's now Highway 191. And in Utah, it's known as Highway 491. So when you visit, let's take a little road trip.
Yes. How long is the drive?
I'm not going to tell you because you're not going to like it.
6 hours? I can do that.
Sure. It's just very southern Utah, so you got to get pretty far down there.
Yeah, as long as there's something interesting to look out on our way there, I'm all for it. Or eat on the way.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of stuff, for sure. So I found this, which I thought was kind of funny. I just wanted to share with you. So the government has to, like, officially rename a highway. You can't just be like, JK, it's not going to be Highway 666. We're going to call it something else. You have to, like, propose for this and then give justification for changing a highway name. So these are the official justifications that were given in the petition to federal officials to rename this highway. And I'm going to read you some of them because it's kind of funny that this is an official document. It says, whereas people living near the road already live under the cloud of opprobrium created by having a road that many believe is cursed running near their homes and throughout their homeland. And whereas the number 666 carries the stigma of being the mark of the beast, the mark of the devil, which was described in the book of Revelations in the Bible. And hereas there are people who refuse to travel the road, not because of the issues of safety, but because the fear that the devil controls events along the United States Route 666. And whereas the economy in the area is greatly depressed when compared with many parts of the United States, and the infamy brought by the inopportune naming of the road will only make development in the area more difficult. So essentially, people are super superstitious, and there's no money in this area, so we need to change it.
So that people will stop at our gas stations.
Pretty much. That's what they need. So all in all, there's a belief that would say it was the number itself that attracted some sort of dark force that would just wreak complete havoc on this highway and anyone that traveled through it. Others would say it was poor infrastructure, and it wasn't until the renaming that people started to travel more and they were able to invest more in the road.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, the naming, the reports that people have, the experiences that people have had, many would believe that there's something or there's some sort of dark influence on the highway. So I will leave you with, this is a final warning, going back to Linda Dunning. She was our author that wrote the book about the Utah hauntings. This is her final warning. Drive Route 666 at night, and you will drive at your own risk. Even in the daytime, some of the long, deserted stretches are enough to frighten drivers, or at least put them to sleep, which is just as dangerous as seeing anything. Take a lot of people with you and don't leave any space for unwanted passengers who just might decide to appear in your back seat. Pull off the road if a huge diesel truck comes bearing down on you from either direction. Don't be curious to see there is a driver in that single car passing you in the night. Don't look for lights floating in the sky. Hope you don't see any young girls in white dresses. Never stop if you spot something peculiar, and don't pick up hitchhikers. Lastly, if demon dogs approach you in the night, just keep driving.
Thanks, Linda.
Thanks a lot, Linda.
Really teaching me a lot about how to road trip.
So essentially, just don't be stupid and don't stop for anything, because they're evil spirits and it's Beelzebub trying to get you.
Or just hitch a ride. You just never know.
So that is the Devil's Highway. What do you think?
The highway to hell.
Highway
to hell. Oh.
You have not sounded convinced of anything.
No. I'm really not. I'm not doubting that a lot of occurrences have happened. Lots of weird things have clearly affected people, and I'm sure a lot of accidents. But I also feel as if there were anything truly big enough to harm anyone more than on regular freeways or highways, they would just shut it down.
And now, like, there's more lighting, and there's more, like, business along the highway, and there's just more going on, so it's not this kind of easy...
dead road.
Right, where are there... these like demonic presences or whatever, it was really easy because there was nothing else.
Sure.
So it's like a feeding ground.
Or maybe it's easier now to just blame it on anything else.
Yeah.
Our minds want rationality.
Yeah.
So the weird things could still be happening, but you say, oh, it's a nail in the road.
Right. Or it's human error or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm a believer in this.
Really?
I remember the first time I heard about it. It was upon moving to Utah, and I was so down. There's a lot of strange and, like, creepy shit that has gone down in this part of the country, like most other parts of the country. But I think that there's some stuff happening here. And driving is a very vulnerable time for people. And when you're that alone, that far out from anything and anyone else, that's the time to take advantage. And yeah, I believe in spirits and such like these. So I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Do you think the spirits are the same ones that have been there for a long time? Or maybe there are new spirits joining the ranks because they have too been run off the road?
Well, I originally thought this was purely coming from the Native American tribes that were there as some sort of revenge or some sort of like evil spirit, like they're talking about with the skinwalkers.
Yeah.
But with there being the driver and the girl in the white dress, maybe there's a story that we just don't know of that we are adding to them. So maybe there's more. Maybe we can go find a new one. I don't know. But I'm a believer, and I would like to take a road trip.
Yeah, well, now I want to. We just gotta cover all our bases. Just sleep a ton so we know we're not tired.
Mm-hmm. Fill the entire car.
Fill the entire car. Well, no, because if we want a skinwalker, then they won't get in. We'll leave one little space so it'll be a small person.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Just a little one.
Just pack up a lot of snacks.
Mm-hmm.
Wear diapers so that we don't have to stop at any rest stops, because that is where the real terror happens.
That's true. That's where the, like, just straight up human terror happens.
Hills have eyes.
No! No. Gosh. Well, there you have it. The Devil's Highway. So tell us, what do you believe? Because we truly want to know. So feel free to tell us. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at something weird podcast.
So whether it's paranormal, spooky, or just a little bit weird, we want to hear. We want to hear.
And if you enjoyed any bits or all of our podcasts, please let us know by giving us a big old 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, because it really does make a huge difference. And, you know, our goal is just to get the truth out there. So thanks for listening, everyone.
Stay weirdy.